Before we start proper, I have a quick dad.
Proper?
A dad tale to relate.
Yeah.
I went in to get Gabe this morning. I heard him in his room just singing.
Oh, yeah?
And he saw me come in, and he lays down, and he goes, Now, I just heard him singing.
Oh, that's okay. Now, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I had heard him singing Grumpy Old Troll 2 seconds earlier.
Is that a classic?
Yeah, I guess so. And so he goes, and I go, what's the matter, buddy? He goes, head hurt. And I was like, all right. So I said, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, downstairs, chocolate milk.
What?
And I was like, because when he's sick, you know, I mean, he gets babied, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah, so I was like,
you get smart.
Okay, right? So he won't even sit up. I have to, like, I literally cradle him in my arms, lift him out of bed, right?
Like a leper.
Yeah, and he goes, blankets. So I get his blankets, right? We go downstairs, and he's cuddling, right? He's got his arms wrapped around me. I sit down on the couch. He goes, cold. So I cover him up with the blankets.
What?
Right? And Kara's looking, and she's like, is he okay? I'm like, yeah.
No, and then the next one, he'd be like, SpongeBob.
You know, he goes, chocolate milk. So so Kara's like, you need chocolate milk, baby? And he's like, chocolate milk, mommy. She gets the chocolate milk, right?
Yeah.
She brings it over, and she had brought it in a cup, and normally we put it in a cup. He's not on sippy cups anymore, right? He's a big boy.
Yeah.
So she's got a cup with a straw, and he has to drink it at the table. And he goes, drink here. Here. So
this is bullshit.
I think it's hilarious. So she puts it in the sippy cup, right, and brings
yeah.
it over.
Yeah.
And I hear him just...
Oh, come on.
Right? And so then I'm like, you want to watch SpongeBob? And he goes, SpongeBob, yes.
Yeah. So I knew this shit was coming.
I turn it on, and he kind of rolls around on me, but he won't, like, turn over and proper, like, sit on my lap and watch the show. He's still, like, holding on to me, arms wrapped around. And so I start to give him a couple little tickles, right? And he can't fight it, right? And so I'm tickling, and he's like, oh, no, stop. And he goes, right? And so I'm like, don't laugh. He goes, right? And so then I finally get him, I'm tickling him, we're having fun. He's okay now, right? He's sitting on my lap, we're watching SpongeBob. And it's 8:30, right? So I got to go to work, I got to take off. And I say, okay, I just got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, head hurt. Oh! He throws his arms around me.
What, did you really cry out?
Yeah, he goes, oh! Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, Elliot is, he's only like 15 months or however many fucking months.
Why do girls say months?
I don't fucking know. I don't, years, I've been measuring time in years for a while.
Do they expect people to be able to do that math in
their
fucking head?
They
well, women can.
They seem to be able to calculate this shit.
Yeah.
It's super complicated.
But a girl, I'll be like, we'll be out with some friends and I'll be like, oh, how old's the baby? Oh, she's 18 months. Or
she's
like,
37 months.
She's 37 months. And I'm like,
what the fuck does that mean?
Was she 15? I don't fucking know. Did she drive here?
She smiled.
Huh? What college are you going to? I don't know.
But he's not old
30,
enough.
At 3 years, start using fucking years.
Yeah, come on now. He's not old enough for genuine treachery. But he's definitely putting together a suite of abilities that will one day serve him very well.
Yeah.
Where he's got the thing, you know, it's bedtime. It's time for a certain thing to happen. He knows what's going on.
Sleepy time.
Yeah, the curtains are drawn.
Yeah.
Sleepy time music is on.
Right.
Puppy and bear have both been offered.
Yeah.
The nook is secure. And so then we'll tell him that it is time for sleep, and then he will close it. He'll be sitting stock upright with all of his stuff, and he'll close his eyes and go, shh. And it's like...
You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, but listen, Mom and Daddy, we got our shit together.
Yeah.
We know what's up.
Yeah.
And that's not it. Your lies.
Yeah. That's cute.
But, one day he'll do something interesting, and I'll be able to tell him.
No, that's funny.
No, that's good.
That's a good one.
No, your son's pretty cool.
Sometimes Gabe will try to get me to go to sleep instead of him.
What?
Like, we'll be reading...
Oh, come
on. We'll be reading in bed, and I'll say, okay, pick a book. And so he'll get the book, and he'll go, okay, Daddy sleep, Gabe read. And he'll start reading me the book, and he wants me to lay down in the bed. I'm like, whoa, 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 buddy. That works one time.
Have you ever, like, woken up
in his bed? I woke up
in his
bed. I wake up in his bed. Son of a bitch!
He's at work.
He's downstairs watching TV.
No, he's here. We're writing the script.
You got me again. God damn it.
You wake up in the car's bed.
His tiny car bed.
Tiny blanket, I mean, it covers your back.
little puddle of drool on the Lightning McQueen pillow.
Bear tucked in.